This is News Source 1 Michiana, Elkhart, South Bend.
Hello everybody out there. Welcome to the 2023 podcast of the CPKC holiday train covered by News Source 1 Michiana as it's making its run through Lower Michigan and through northern Indiana, and on its way to the Windy City for one of two stops that's happening this year. My name is Keith Thews, station manager for News Source 1 Michiana, your new home for the CPKC holiday train. Well, I've been covering this train over at what is known as Michiana Musician Showcase, formerly known as Michiana Homegrown Talent Radio and Michiana Music Radio, and its last time as a radio station covering local musicians. Well, I got with Sylvia Stark, and we decided back on the 4th of July to move the coverage over to a proper home of News Source 1 Michiana. So let's get on with the information that you need so that you're prepared for this special event that is annually coming through Michiana and has been doing so since I think about 2004. Well, the CPKC stands for Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern Railroad, which actually just merged this year into a supersized North American railroad that goes through Canada, United States, and now into Mexico. And so the Canadian Pacific has been around for eons, and the Canadian Pacific Holiday Train has been running through northern Indiana again since they were allowed to run their trains on Norfolk Southern Railroad track since about 2004. Now, there are two trains of the CPKC Holiday Train. And by the way, you could kind of technically, if you're a railroader, call this the first inaugural run of this because of the merger, but it's been going since 2004. But anyway, there's two trains. And the first train goes through Canada, starts at the east coast of Canada, goes all the way, I believe, to Vancouver. And then there's a United States train, which is the one that goes through Michiana. All the trains are unique, and there are about 15 cars plus an engine, give or take one car, and they all are lit up. That's what makes this train so neat, is the whole train, engine and all, are lit up. And if you are watching it on one of the CPKC railroad track property-owned lines, they will put on a Christmas program, a very well-done Christmas program for people. Unfortunately, if it's running on Norfolk Southern property, they will not stop and do performances. But they will be doing one, actually two, over in Chicago. And they will be doing one just before the run into Detroit and then taking it down towards Butler, Indiana, and then over on the old Conrail, New York Central, Penn Central line through our area. So, when is this going to happen? Great news for you. And that is Black Friday into Small Business Saturday, November 24th, and into the very early morning of November 25th. So guess what? We want you, all of you, to be out there and flood the line with watchers. Last time it was on December 1st and 2nd, and that made it in the middle of the week. But we still had a great turnout. Rick Rogers was there, and a number of you were covering it. But this time I want you guys to flood us on News Source 1, Michiana, with videos, live videos preferred, and photography, just constant shots of the train all the way up and down the line from when it enters the United States into Detroit all the way till you get into Chesterton. And if you can get it beyond Chesterton, great. Myself, I'm going to be covering the run all the way up to Elkhart. And we're going to cover the times that I'm predicting with research from the NS Wabash Line Group. For those of you who submitted me that information, I'm going to give the times that you guys have suggested here in the podcast in just a little bit. So get ready to have some fun, to help us out, to have a blast. And before we begin with the times, before we go to our sponsor, again, Four Star Appliance, I want to give you some safety tips, important ones at the beginning this time. The Norfolk Southern and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railroad, CPKC, Railroad Police are going to be out in force. And if you want to keep these lights on the train, be no farther, no closer, 80 feet distance, 80 feet. We've had people over the years, last year and back in 2019, that were stupid and decided they're going to get a real close shot of the train, and they were actually on the tracks or on the ballast. Friends, if that happens, you will not have the lights kept on. Trust me. So do not get any closer than 80 feet away. You get any closer, they catch you on there, they'll just flip those lights on and we won't have a show. So use common sense, use good distance, but again, the rule is 80 feet. Stay farther away from that. It's going to be a sight. We want you to be safe. We want you to have fun. If you're in an area that has high traffic, such as around the Elkhart fuel pad, please be respectful of your fellow man. Because it does get congested and it's kind of like the 4th of July fireworks. Just be careful. Don't be stupid as you're leaving the area. And I'm going to suggest that you please exercise coming early, getting a good spot, getting set up, inviting others, and share this podcast with everybody you could think of so that they're informed of when the train is expected, projected to be going through the Wabash Line there in lower Michigan and far, far northwestern Ohio, and then the old New York Central, Penn Central Conroe Line, Norfolk Southern Line through Michiana. So let's go ahead and go on to our sponsor. We have a couple of great Christmas tunes to give you from our sister station of Roaring Light Radio. And we also invite you to check out Newsbreak Michiana because it's going to be your local home also for Christmas music. So let's go ahead. I'm going to shut up now and turn it to our sponsor. And when I come back, we're going to give you the run on the Wabash Line from the Canadian border to the Butler, Indiana cutoff. You're listening to this special podcast for the 2023 version of the CPKC Holiday Train.
Hey there, Eddie Limbler here at Four Star Appliance, and I'm here to tell you about our big appliance extravaganza going on right now till Christmas Day. Friend, I wouldn't want to embarrass you for nothing in this world, but come on, ain't it about time you take that avocado green refrigerator of yours and shove it on out into the snowbank? Ain't it about high time you take that Harvest Gold stove you've been clinging to and drop kick it on out to the curb? Come on now. We got your Tappan, we got your Roper, we got your Frigidaire, your Westinghouse, all in glorious shades of white and bone black, bisque and stainless steel. We got freezers that are just waiting to make you some ice cubes or stoves that's waiting to bake you a peach pie that'll make you the envy of everybody on your block, but they won't last long. No, sir, not at these prices. Not at these extremely low prices. Not at these extremely low extravaganza prices. We're talking 20% off. We're talking free delivery. We're talking free hookup. And by golly, if you're not 100% satisfied, you'll get every penny back. Or my name ain't Eddie Lindbergh Limmler. Hey, we're 4-Star Appliance on the corner of Milton Street and Bradley. It's an extravaganza, and we're waiting to meet you. Come on down and see us, okay? Okay, and a Merry Christmas to you and yours.
All right, thank you so much there, Eddie, and 4-Star Appliance for that commercial. I appreciate that very much. So in segment number two, we're going to be starting to give you times. And again, I want to thank the folks at the NS Wabash Line Heads Up Group on Facebook for supplying me with the information that we're going to present to you as best as possible. Now, the train, before it goes into the United States for a second time in its run in 2023, is going to be having a performance show in Windsor, Canada, just on the other side of Detroit, just to the east. And what's neat, and I didn't mention this in the first section, I mentioned it last year, was they're collecting money and food for the food banks in that, wherever they're doing the performance. So that's really cool. But let's go on to these times again. So the show is going to be in Eastern Standard Time, 6 to 6:30. Real nice Christmas show. Once they get done with the show, they're going to need to tear down. There's a special car that folds into a stage. They got to fold that back up. They need to get crews changed. They need to give a break to the performers, get them back off and on the train. They need to get to that border and clear through customs. And you know that takes time to go through. Now, my source had told me that all this squared away between the time it gets going at the end of the performance and the time it hits Detroit, Michigan, he was giving me 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. But as late as hitting Detroit, between 8:15 to 8:30 is what he is predicting for an optimal situation. And if you remember, though, if you're very faithful in watching the train, you remember last year when I had just moved down here to Savannah, Tennessee, and was broadcasting from Judy Lawson's place there in Walnut Grove, where I originally was staying with family, the train did not get going. It was stuck at the border for a very long time, and that train run did not start until about, I think, 10 to 10:30 Eastern time, causing Elkhart not to see the train until about 4:15 in the morning. So let's go ahead and give you a optimal situation, assuming that the train will go from Detroit, Michigan to the Butler Cutoff between 8:15 to 8:30 and arrive at the Butler Cutoff in Indiana at about 12:30, maybe up to 1:30 in the morning. So here are the Wabash Line pastimes that I'm going to give you, give or take a half an hour to an hour. So here we go. Hitting the Detroit area between 7:40, just outside between the Canadian border to Detroit, to about 8:15 to 8:30, could be as late as 9 o'clock. Anytime between 8:30 and 9:30 p.m., could be as late as 10:30. Be ready to watch the train in these areas: Detroit, Oakwood, Romulus, and Bellevue, Michigan. Again, Detroit, Oakwood, Romulus, and Bellevue, Michigan. That's the window for the train. Between 9:30 and 10:30 at night, provided we don't get hung up at the border, maybe as late as 11, Milan, Cone, and Britton, Michigan, or Brighton, Michigan, B-R-I-T-T-O-N. You should be able to see the train. Could be as late as an hour later than that. But that's your window of watching. Then comes the next segment. 10:30 to 11:30, could be later, Could be closer to night into Saturday morning. Adrian, Michigan. Stan, Michigan. Paperton Depot and Sand Creek. Those are what you're going to be, your window of opportunity to watch the train. Then from 11:30 to 12:30, could be ever within an hour later, you're going to have North Moreny, M-O-R-E-N-C-I. Forgive me, I'm not from that part of Michigan. To the Michigan-Ohio border, Alverton, Montpelier, Blakeslee, the Indiana-Ohio border, and then just a hop, skip, and jump just a few miles after that, we get to the Butler, Indiana, and the right-hand turn from the old Wabash line to the old New York Central, Penn Central, Conrail, and S line that takes it into Michiana. And again, just to let you know, I will be starting my coverage with a preview of the night, broadcasting from Savannah, Tennessee, somewhere between 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. You guys' time, my time, be an hour earlier because I'm on Central Time down here. And then as soon as I get word on what's going on in Michigan, I'm going to fill you guys in with posts on Facebook on News Source 1 Michiana. And then start doing one or two video updates somewhere between 10 o'clock Eastern and midnight. So one or two updates I'll give you there, as I have in the past on the old station we used to do it on. All right, we're going to do another song here. Get ready for a powerhouse song that I just got introduced to. It's shared on our sister station on Roaring Light Radio. And then we're going to give you the times that you've been excited about. We're going to give you the viewing locations as well through Michiana. So get ready. We'll be back after this powerhouse Christmas song.
Under
right, everybody, welcome back. And wasn't that an awesome song? I just, you know, it gives me chills hearing that. Real good recording. Very well done. All right, folks, it's time for you to hear the times that I'm projecting under optimal conditions, I hope, for the 2023 run of the CPKC holiday train through Michiana. So if everything goes on a perfect schedule and we do not get delayed at the Canadian border again like we did last year, which whopper-jawed a whole bunch of stuff time-wise. And I do have to say this, that, you know, we're running on a non-Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railroad line. We're running on Norfolk Southern, so they're going to have their trains running, you know, on their regular schedules. And so some of these times might be held up a little bit because they're on non-CPKC track. They're on Norfolk Southern track. So keep that in mind. So the window I've calculated is we're going to hit the Butler cutoff somewhere 12:30 in the morning on Saturday. Could be as late as 1:30 in the morning on Saturday. So there's my time for the Butler cutoff, that right-hand turn, followed by a hop, skip, and a jump to Waterloo, Indiana. My estimated time is 12:40 to about 1:45 in the morning. So I'm putting some cushion in this. 12:40 in the morning to 1:45 Eastern time. Now, at the time of me recording this podcast, I do not know if they're going to do a party at the train station or downtown for this. They used to have a big event, and they didn't do it last year, and I'm not sure. So check with the Waterloo folks to know if there's going to be actually a party or not. All right, so about 15, within 10 to 15 more minutes, as the train is heading westbound on that line, we're going to have Kendallville, Indiana. Kendallville, Indiana, my estimated time is 1 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. Another 15 minutes or so, we're going to be hitting Ligonier, Indiana, there in Noble County. Time for the estimated, could be as early, and I'm being generous here, could be as early as 1:15 to 2:30 in the morning. 1:15 to 2:30 going into and through Ligonier, Indiana. And please, if you're following us on News Source 1 Michiana from down there in Waterloo, Kendallville, and Ligonier, let us know where the best spots are to watch the train. I'd appreciate that very much. And please send us photos, live video if you can. That would be awesome. So it's paralleling US 6 at this point, and it's getting ready to turn and paralleling US 33, essentially heading towards Goshen, Indiana. So from Ligonier to Goshen is about a 20-minute time frame. So let's go with that rough estimate here. So if you're going by the Elkhart County Fairgrounds, you should start seeing the train coming in somewhere between 1:45 and 3 a.m. 1:45 and 3 a.m. down there by the Elkhart County Fairgrounds, and then blowing through downtown Goshen to the optimal place to watch it in Goshen over there at Martin's Grocery on the north side, right there off of US 33. Great spot to watch it. Hitting the Goshen Martin's there on the north side between 1:50 in the morning and 3:15 in the morning. Again, Eastern Standard Time. Then it's going to be heading up US 33, going through Dunlap. Optimal places you can watch them out there by the Walmart, Meijer, all them places up there, up and down the line, even maybe going up towards the old Concord Mall. Dunlap, your time for the train is going to be 2 o'clock in the morning to 3:30 in the morning. Now, when it gets to Elkhart, this is important, very important. And I have to stop at this point and let you know. They're going to do a crew change. Always happens. Elkhart is a crew change point for Canadian Pacific, Kansas City Train, CPKC now. So they're going to be changing in crew in Elkhart. Where this happens is yet to be determined. It all depends, I guess, on how much time it has taken for the crew to go from the Canadian border or just before it all the way to Elkhart, because they do have times that they have to adhere by the railroad officials and the government. You know, how long can you stay in the locomotive on a train? And they do switch to crews and fuel up the train. And back in 2017, or I believe it was, or 18, the train actually stopped by Oxbow Park to do the crew change. That could happen again this year. So that's why I'm prefacing this. So let us know if it does happen to stop over there by Oxbow for a crew change. But if it still continues and doesn't stop going into Elkhart, the Elkhart Train Depot, we'll see it, the train, somewhere between 2:30 in the morning to 4 o'clock in the morning. The earlier, we hope, the better. So, as I said, there is a 20-minute layover to change the crew to fuel up the train to do its prepare for its run into the Windy City. The first view that the CPKC Holiday train is going to do of two stops this year. So we hope that the train is going to be stopping at the fuel pad there just to the west of Napanee Street on Old US 33 for the 20-minute layover. But that remains to be seen, because I believe it was in 2017, the train actually, or 18, or I think it was 17, the train actually stopped over there by the Family Dollar, Dollar General, just to the east of Napanee Street. So, you just need to be prepared for where that's going to be. Now, I need to tell you about the viewing points in Elkhart. Didn't get a chance to say that. As the train's coming from Dunlap into Elkhart, you can watch it over there by the Dollar Tree, by Walgreens on Main Street. You can also go to the park that's on the east side of the Sterling Street underpass, the Indiana underpass, Sterling Street. There is a park you can watch the train go by there. If you're going to be at the Elkhart stop, please get there early, and that's your best chance to watch the train. It will not stop in Elkhart there at the train for any performances, just to remind you. So, we're looking at Elkhart viewing 2:30 in the morning to as late as 4 o'clock. Last year, 4:15 because of the late start. Now, the other place you can watch is over there on Old US 33 west of town. Please, folks, that does get very congested over there. Please stay on the opposite side of the railroad, and please be respectful of your common citizens. It does kind of act like people in the fireworks at a fireworks display, and everybody wants to get out there and leave. Please just be very careful. Respect everybody. That's all I just want to say that. The other viewing point that you can see is over there at Smitty's, the gas station there at the county line. And let's start talking about points after the layover, after the 20 minutes. Osceola, Indiana. We're looking at approximately 3 o'clock Eastern to 4:15 Eastern. And there's plenty of spots you can get, you know, to safely watch the train. Mishawaka, if you want to watch the train, there are some spots downtown, but my suggested spot is the Lipper plant on Burkett. Just to the west of the plant, Plant 39B, there's a small little parking lot, and then there's another one that is just across the street on the north side of the crossing there on Burkett. Mishawaka Burkett at Lippert. You're looking at 3:10 to 4:30 in the morning. 3:10 to 4:30, getting into Mishawaka there by Burkett Lippert. Now the train will continue to head west into South Bend, passing the baseball stadium downtown and the Studebaker Museum and all that good property out there. You want to watch the train in South Bend, go to the west side to the Amtrak station. Amtrak station in South Bend, looking at about 3:20 in the morning to as late as 4:45 in the morning. So 3:20 to 4:45 Eastern Standard Time. It's not going to stop. It's going to keep on going, but we want you to send us pictures and live video and post those. We want to flood News Source 1, Michiana. All right, then on to New Carlisle. We're still in Eastern Standard Time here, folks. New Carlisle, we're looking at 3:30-ish to sometime after 5 o'clock in the morning, or almost 5 o'clock. It all depends on when we get started right out of the gate out of Michigan. So be aware. And any traffic, train holdups, and whatever from NS. It always seems to be real late when it gets that far, but that's just the way it seems to run. So 3:30 to about 5. Now, last year people let me know on that podcast that I did not do a time conversion. This year, folks, I'm doing that for you. So LaPorte County, now we're in Central Standard Time. For the record, LaPorte at the train station near the hospital, 2:45 Central Time to 4 o'clock in the morning Central Time. All right, so that's, and it could be as late as 5:30 in the morning Central Time there in, 4:30, my bad, 4:30 Central Time, it could be in the morning. Again, this is overnight, so get the Mountain Dews and the coffee going. And then finally in Chesterton, Indiana, Chesterton and Porter. There's a nice spots downtown. Oh, that museum down there. You're looking at about 3:15 in the morning to about 4:30 in the morning Central Time. Could be later than that. That's the time that you can watch it there in Chesterton, Indiana. So those are my predictions. And as the train is in the area of from Butler, I'm going to be doing periodic updates, alerting all of you to when it's going to be, about how much time it's going to take, to give you guys the most heads up and share it up and down the line. We want to do our best to keep you informed. So last year, again, it was a very, very late night. I was too tired to even stay up, and I just applaud Rick Rogers for staying the course and being there with you guys to shoot the video from the fuel pad area as the train came through. So please flood us with videos. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. All right. Those are the times. Share them. I hope this answers a lot of your questions. Don't hesitate to ask more, but I'm going to do my best as soon as I get details on what's going on with the train to do any changes to the schedule. We'll let you know. All right, let's go on to another Christmas song, and then I'll have some final comments, especially for you ham radio operators and others when we come back. You're listening to the special 2023 podcast of the CPKC Holiday Train on News Source 1, Michiana.
Just a lonely shepherd watching for his flocks by night, gazes and amazes at the star. It shines so bright. Surely it's a sign of something great to come. Could it be the coming of the Holy New One? That's ringing down from heaven, then suddenly appeared. A host of angels singing praises, ringing in his ears. Oh, like a star, a savior who will lead you from those paths of sin. So on, tell the whole nation, tell the population of this revelation, Christ is born. Shepherd wandered through the tiny town, searching in the streets until the blessed babe was found. In a lowly stable and in a manger laid, such a humble shelter for a holy babe. He grew unto a savior, love to share. He lived and died to change the lives of people everywhere. And ever since he's touched me too, I haven't been the same. My world's a new creation and my life's more than a game. My Savior now has led me from those paths of sin. So on, I'll tell the whole nation, tell the population of this revelation, Christ is born. He grew into a savior, a man with love to share. He lived and died to change the lives of people everywhere. And ever since he's touched me too, I haven't been the same. My world's a new creation and my life's more than a game. My Savior now has led me from those paths of sin. So on, I'll tell the whole nation, tell the population of this revelation, Christ is born.
All right, welcome back. Another great, great Christmas songs. And you can find those over there on Roaring Light Radio. And also, you can find more Michiana-based Christmas tunes and fun ditties this winter season on Michiana Newsbreak. And I will have those posted on our page if you have not seen that already. I want to give a special thanks to Rick Rogers and to Sylvia Stark, New Source One, Michiana's program director and head of that great, great podcast of Michiana 101 for working on this. And all of you for partnering up, and also the NS Wabash Line Facebook group, the Heads Up, NS Wabash Line Heads Up group. That's just awesome, folks. Thank you, and make sure you follow their page as well. So anyway, Ham Radio, if you're out there watching the train, and if you got amateur radio and you can hit the Elkhart Amateur Radio Repeater, that's 145.430 megahertz with a PL tone of 141.3, please participate in a Train Watchers Net. And you can get a hold of Rick Rogers, KD9FCT, if he's up and helping us that night. He'll be back monitoring, and then I'll be off and on. My call sign is KD9BNL, and we'll do our best to try to answer any questions and give you the heads up on the 145.430 machine from Elkhart. Thank you, Dewey, K9DEW. All right. So I hope this answers all of your questions this year. A lot of you have flooded me with questions over the years and have come to really respect my pastimes and the information. And also, I'm sure that Matt Redman, he's going to have his information and other places as well. I do want to tell you, you know, Donald Trump, he talks about fake news. And last year, there were people trying to post fake news about the route of the train going through Michigan. The train, years ago, before NS made an agreement with CP to run their trains through Michiana, used to run the train further up into passing I-94, basically, across lower Michigan from Detroit, and then paralleling the lake on an old Pierre Marquette line down through, I think, through Holland and around the lake. They used to do that. And there was a couple people trying to pass that bit of falsehood to say, oh, no, it's not going to go through Elkhart. It's going to go up this way, and it's not true. It's going to go on the lines that we've been talking about and has been for years. And so if you hear anybody saying it's going to run through another part of Michigan, do not believe them. This has been the route since 2004, and I don't think it's going to change, at least for the foreseeable future. Again, reminder, please do not get any closer than 80 feet away from the tracks. We want to keep the lights on. We don't want to be stupid and cause them to switch off the lights. And again, I want to thank all of you for checking out this podcast and sharing it. Last year, had a record turnout of listeners to the podcast, which was recorded early before I made the move on Black Friday last year to go to my new home here in Southern Tennessee in Savannah, where I'm at. And I will be with you guys on the run, and we'll be keeping you best informed. So, my friends, until Black Friday, I bid you peace. Share this podcast, and may God keep you and everyone safe. Enjoy the train. We'll be with you on New Source One, Michiana.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. On your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His love is law, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus rise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel.
This is News Source 1 Michiana, Elkhart, South Bend.